We have low-income housing, market-rate housing, million-dollar condos.
From the third-floor balcony of his riverfront townhome in South Bend, 33-year-old developer David Matthews can see
river trails, kayaking routes. Like, there's a lot to do within 3 blocks of this house. That's attractive to millennials, and it's attractive, I think, to most people who are looking.
Matthews would know his firm built and filled a lot of the housing you can see from here with people who want to live and work in a downtown. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg says a lot of cities and towns are now working to capitalize on that interest, that after the recession, they found the best new economic development plan was revitalizing old urban centers.
The reason cities are such a great multiplier on human enterprise is that they create chance encounters and bring people together. So you want to have a downtown that's vibrant, that's got energy, that's got people moving around on foot, bicycles, vehicles, and encountering all the time.
This theory dates back to the 1990s, but today, with innovations in technology and their impact on life in and out of work, it's gaining traction all over the state. 4 hours to the south, Knox County Development Corporation President Kent Utt is driving through an industrial park in Vincennes.
You look at more of the millennials again, they're wanting that downtown feel and ability to not have to drive. And
no traffic, lower housing costs, and Utt says while industrial parks pay property taxes, they don't encourage entrepreneurship, create wealth, or foster a sense of identity.
The wealth creation is what helps smaller communities. It's, you know, I mean, you look at the foundation of communities, it's, you know, that's who end up giving to community foundations and giving back.
For example, Pioneer Oil relocated its headquarters to Vincennes Main Street last year and has already invested in revitalization. Vincennes has also regained its state Main Street designation, giving it access to more grant money, which could improve the fortunes of buildings like the Pantheon Theater, where Native son Red Skelton and other stars once performed. Ellen Harper runs a community group that's marketing 2 old Main Street theaters to become a new brew pub and a business incubator.
We are the oldest city in the state, and we want to preserve that history, but yet we also need to make sure that 20 years, 30 years from now, it's still going to be a very livable, usable community.
Harper had hoped this project would win even more money through the state's Regional Cities Initiative, which awarded $42 million each to 3 Indiana regions last legislative session. Vincennes wasn't one of them, but Harper says the program still encouraged them to plan. Back up north, South Bend was one of the Regional Cities recipients, and this is one project that's likely to benefit.
These are the original elevators that were used in the Studebaker building, and they would mount the cars, 2 cars at a time on their sides.
This is the last old Studebaker factory in town. Willow Weatherall heads a community development group, and she's giving a tour.
And then this is my absolute favorite spot in the building.
The 6th-story roof looks out over a new minor league baseball park, restaurants, hotels, and beyond them, the Golden Dome of Notre Dame University. Weatherall says the town was like a smile with missing teeth after Studebaker closed and thousands lost their jobs. The building is now being renovated to house startup offices, data centers, and loft apartments. In 2013, on the 50th anniversary of the plant's closure, developers let the public back inside.
The spotlights went on, and the building was lit up that night, and it was just signaling a new era of productive use for the building.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in South Bend.